BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's podcast. I've been to Sweden and watched TV like I always do when I go away. We discuss the Facebook campaign to stop Justin Bieber living near anyone else. Claire Boarding's been in Sochi too long and is now talking to the trolley. Martin Garrix is 17. He's a huge dance DJ and producer. But what did Chris's music sound like? The ones that he was making when he was 17. And our listener Stuart is worried about his parents and what they might be getting up to on holiday.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. How is it going, all right? I was in Sweden for the weekend. That was fun.
How was it?
Expensive.
And that's the only thing you can say. Brilliant.
No, it's really good. I love Sweden and I love the Swedish because they're just happy all the time, despite everything costing billions of pounds.
Did you do all the Swedish stereotypes?
Krona. Like?
Massage. Meatballs.
Yes, meatballs were on.
What else is there?
Didn't see any reindeer or mooses.
No?
No.
Why did you see a moose?
Well, they have cuddly toys of them everywhere.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a Scandinavian thing. Anyway, I watched Swedish TV, obviously.
Of course you did.
A lot of nakedness. They don't seem to have a problem with that at all.
Are you sure you just weren't on the wrong channel?
No. I mean, I know because of, like, well, in Europe, certainly, after a certain time of night, you can get all sorts on the TV. It wasn't one of those channels. This is, like, a normal channel. Friday night, when I got there, I thought I'd just watch a bit of TV because that's what I do when I go away. And there was a group of quite old people swimming naked in what looked like some kind of lake in Sweden. And then the host of the show, a lady probably in her 60s, comes up presenting with a microphone, with a robe on, says her bit, whatever she's saying in Swedish, puts the mic down, disrobes, and then joins all the other old people in the lake. It's absolutely fine to show everything on TV there.
I was trying to work out what TV show it could be. Splash?
No, no.
Sounds extreme if it is.
No, it was just naked people swimming. It's fine to be naked there.
Imagine if that was the UK Splash. Imagine that happened. Brilliant.
I know.
Is that show that again?
It's that show Naked and Afraid, isn't it, from before that we showed?
Yeah.
Like, that's all the time in Sweden. No one bats an eyelid. It's absolutely fine. Were we on TV this weekend?
Yes, we were. This was really exciting. I actually saw this when it went out. We were on Sunday Brunch.
Ah, the message we recorded earlier in the week.
Mm.
So, we were on the way to the Brits on the London Underground and decided to record a message, one of those messages that goes, cheers to Tim and Simon on Sunday Brunch. I think we've got the actual bit from the telly yesterday here. Hang on.
Yeah, like a kind of rich chicken dish, uh-huh. Or maybe with some steak, something like that.
Now, glass this. Of nicer wine.
let's cheers before we do it.
Cheers.
And cheers to Scott and Chris. Cheers, guys.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Rimmer. Nice to see you sober. Anyway, we're just on the way to the Brits on the tube. It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. This is Chris. Cheers.
Cheers.
They should be chauffeur driven or helicopter in. That's what Scott does. Cheers, Scott.
Cheers, thank you.
Right, now what are we drinking here?
Right, again, this is from France.
That's brilliant.
I like that they also found it odd that you're on public transport as well.
All right.
Could see through the publicity stunt there.
All right, Lovejoy. I like it that it was like, hello, Tim. Hello, Rimmer.
Nice to see you sober.
And they used it.
What a great result. Honestly, that was just filmed on our phones on the train.
Ironically, the last time I was on Sunday Brunch, they put a map in front of me because it was for Eurovision, and I tried to find Sweden on a world map without much luck.
Can you put the pin in Sweden first, please?
It's there.
Right. Yeah. No, up.
Higher.
Right, left. There. No.
Right.
No, I just went there this weekend, couldn't find it on a map. That's awful, isn't it? I was watching the Swedish equivalent of Sunday Brunch yesterday.
Were you?
They have a show very similar, hosted by two really fit Swedish ladies, because everyone's hot, like standard. And they have cooking and stuff, but then also during the cooking, for no particular reason, there's somebody making a bed from scratch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they take their clothes off.
No, that was the one on Friday night.
Right.
This is like Sunday morning, like hangover TV in Sweden. But like they'll cook up an omelette or something, and then, well, obviously, I couldn't understand it, but they will go back to this woman and she's literally making a bed. So it was all scrunched up at the start. By the end of the show, looks perfect. Yeah. Don't know why. Today on the show, we've got the exclusive first play of the new track by The Vamps at 3:40. Vamps fans, listen up. You know The Vamps.
I can light when I'm drinking, baby.
that one and another one. And that's it. But they've got a new one. And it's going to be on at 3:40 this afternoon for the first time. First play, check us out. Ellie Goulding, goodness gracious, it's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Right, Chris, who's your favourite older gay celebrity?
Okay, I'm not sure. Is this a trick question? Am I meant to say
think about
you,
it. Or... older gay celebrity.
Right, you?
Oi!
No, no,
no,
wrong
think
answer.
Again.
Dale Winton.
No.
One more?
Go on.
Genuinely, Elton John.
And tell people why if they don't know.
Oh, just because he grew up in Pinner, same as me, Watford fan.
You think basically, you've got a lot in common?
I actually think we're very similar. We're just two separate kind of paths in life.
It's like sliding doors, isn't it?
Yeah, he's basically, if either of us had changed a slight thing about our life, we would have ended up like each other.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
But you're like, not. I mean, you're not.
I could have easily
like
became Elton John. Yeah. He could have easily, I don't know, become me.
Yeah. Well, Radio 1's track of the day today has sampled Dame Elton John.
Right. I've not heard this yet, but in theory, I've got to admit, I'm probably against it.
Here we go. Well, you can
tell everybody. No. Stop that a sec.
Radio 1's track of the day.
I'm not sure I like where that's going.
I mean, you love him, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And that's
you don't
of my
like people tampering
songs.
With it.
I don't know. Look, I don't. You know, I'm going to...
Give it a go.
I'll give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. Well, you can tell Aloe Black, track of the day. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Tell everybody. Oh, it's a bit like No Regrets by Dappy. Tell everybody. Nothing wrong with that.
I love anything with a choir.
Mm. Well, same. Gospel choir on, I'm there.
It's more a nod to Elton John, to be fair, isn't it?
It's more of a straightforward rob of your song by Elton John. Rather than a sample. But it doesn't go your song, so it's not really at all. Anyway, Aloe Black and The Man is Radio 1's track of the day. Thoughts, please. It's 1:30. Here's Steve Holden.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So good. Rudimental. John Newman, Not Giving In. And The Great Big World with Christina and Say Something. This is Mills on Radio 1. On Friday, we played a special Access All Areas innuendo bingo with Julia Bradbury of Countryfile. She was a right laugh, wasn't she?
She's really cool.
Yeah. And it was a special one because Chris had the head cam on, so you could see what it was like to be him. So to be spat on by Bradders, or for him to do the spitting over her. It's really good. It gives you like POV, completely what it's like to play innuendo bingo.
And she really got into it, didn't she? I mean,
yeah.
She was a big innuendo bingo fan. She's an innuendo bingo legend.
Yes.
Because she's on loads.
She's on a lot. We play a lot of her clips. Like this one, which we played to her on Friday.
Martin, don't stand too close. You might get blown off. I remember that, man.
She loved it. She got very wet. If you missed it, it's on Radio 1's Twitter now. You'll find a direct link on at BBCR1 or Radio 1 Facebook or our YouTube channel. You can watch the video. Okay, Bombay Bicycle Club on BBC Radio 1. This is Luna. Bombay Bicycle Club and Luna. This is Scott Mills. Hello. Let's take a call. Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hey, it's Stuart.
Where are you, Stuart?
A place called Ullapool, up in the Highlands of Scotland.
Ah, the Highlands.
Uh-huh.
What's going on, Stuart?
My parents have gone on holiday soon.
Oh, that's nice. Where are they going? Anywhere nice?
I think they might be planning Crete, by the looks of it, in September.
Okay, are you going?
No, I'm not, no.
And where are they going, sorry?
Crete.
Crete, by the looks of it. Well, that's what they want to do, I think, anyway.
Lovely Greek island.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, of what interest is that to me?
Well, they're going with another couple.
Okay, yeah. Mums and dads do that, don't they?
Yeah, they do, aye, but they do quite a lot with this couple.
Right. Okay.
That sounds weird.
What do you mean?
They go out eating quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They go out drinking quite a lot.
Yep.
They go to each other's house drinking quite a lot.
Okay.
Okay, and hang on. Is this the kind of couple that you might come home from a night out and they'll be there with your parents in your house?
Yeah, aye, definitely, aye.
Hmm. Okay, well, what's the problem then? Because that's obviously the natural thing to do next is to go on holiday if they spend so much time together.
Yeah, but one of their sons, Levi, is the same age as me.
Yeah.
He's adamant that there's extra.
Okay, right. So when you say extra, you think there's something more to it?
You never know. It might be.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I take it you have not been invited on this holiday?
No, no, no.
And nor is Levi?
No, but maybe we could go.
Why do you want to go?
Well, we can just go out and like either terrorise the holiday or spy on them.
So hang on a minute. Let me get this straight. I want to make sure I'm not missing something here. Are you suggesting that there's something funny going on between your parents and Levi's parents? And that
Maybe.
Right, and okay. The holiday might be one of those holidays.
I would like to think not, but it might be.
I've heard about these. Can you just check for a second? Where are you at the moment in the house?
In a bedroom.
Okay, can you go downstairs and check the grass outside?
Check the grass?
Yeah, this is important.
Okay.
Why is he checking the grass?
Yeah. It's just something I know that kind of person does.
Give me a minute.
What do you think? Do you think his parents are...
I don't know. Look up pampas grass on the internet. This is something I've
I feel bad because it's his parents.
Right, what does it say?
I've got it, isn't it? It's like a sign to show that you're that kind of couple.
Yeah. And...
That you're a liberal couple.
Yeah. So when
hello?
Right, okay. So, are you by the grass outside?
Yep.
Okay, can you check? Chris is just going to read a description of what the grass might look like.
Right, okay.
Well, it's from a forum discussion I'm reading on the internet here, which is pampas grass and swingers. Is it true? Question mark.
But how does he know whether it's pampas grass or not?
I'll try to get you a description. 1 second.
There is grass outside your house, right?
Yep.
And what does it look like? Just standard grass?
Standard grass, green, a wee bit long.
Hang on. Is it long?
Not too long, a wee bit long.
How long?
5 inches.
Oh, hang on, you could have pampas there.
That's quite long.
Do you reckon, eh?
Any other signs you should be looking out for, Chris?
Is it just normal grass or is there stuff at the top of it? Like, it almost looks like a feather duster on the top.
No, I've got a dog, so there's some dog poo.
No, that's fine. It's like, have you got a section of long grass with what look like quite camp feathers coming out of it?
No, not that I can see, though. No.
But you know what? Keep an eye out for the pampas.
I will.
It's a classic sign, Stuart.
I'm going to go for a proper hunt.
Anything else, Stuart?
And me and Levi, I think, well, we've come up with a new TV programme, I think.
Right.
So it'll be Sun, Sex and Suspicious Kids.
Yes!
Genius.
Where you turn it around and you surprise them on their holiday.
Exactly.
Oh, no, but you know what? It's bad enough for parents having to see the kind of antics that go on with their kids. It's far worse the other way around.
Sure, you don't want to be sat there with Levi crowded around a laptop in Crete watching what happened the night before on a video.
No, yeah, that's one catch that you probably don't want to watch that, but...
It's a great idea, though, to turn it around.
Mm. Oh, definitely, like...
Well, I like it. On the Thailand one now, what they do is they just turn up wherever bar they're at with binoculars and actually spy on them. Well, so maybe you could do that.
Or, like, dress up or something like that as an entertainer and do entertainment for the table and they're not realising that it's actually their son.
You are fully into this idea, aren't you?
Definitely, like...
You do worry me a tiny bit, though, because suddenly it's got me thinking of the time my parents have gone on holiday with other... I've never really thought of this kind of thing going on. I just assumed they were going away. Lovely French couple my parents went with as well.
French,
exactly.
Very open-minded.
Didn't think about it at the time.
See, there'll be people listening to this now, questioning every single one of their parents' holidays when they've gone away with their friends.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm starting to think of times now as well.
Exactly. I do think those questions need to be asked, though. And I urge anyone in that situation to go outside and look for the pampas, because that's clearly a thing.
Yeah.
How do you know that, Scott, by the way?
It's just something we discussed on the show before, Chris.
Oh, right, something you've discussed on the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thinking back to my parents' friends. I don't want to think about this. Not Les and Ian. Surely not.
Could be.
Oh, no. Right, okay, Stuart, well, you've... provided a lot of thought for a lot of people there.
Definitely, I think.
And when are you next seeing Levi?
He gets back from work in 2 weeks, I think.
Right, just pop round there tonight and check the grass outside the house. Let me know.
Well, it's next door.
Oh, right, it's next door.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very convenient that they're next door, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, even handier.
Oh, dear.
Potentially.
Not the neighbours.
Oh, no.
How clichéd.
It really is. Hello, I've come to borrow some sugar. All right, okay. Keep me informed.
Okay, well do.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Beyoncé, EXO on BBC Radio 1. I'm interested in any sightings of Beyoncé because she was in Birmingham last night.
Was she?
Yeah, I'd quite like it, like if she spotted it in, I don't know, getting a foot long or something somewhere.
It's the UK tour's on now, right?
Really on.
So
yeah,
I love it. I love it when massive stars have to come and do quite normal things.
I love it when massive stars have to come to Birmingham.
No, I just mean, as you said, when you spot them in like a bakery that rhymes with Heggs, that kind of thing.
I mean, it could happen. She could be getting a bake on.
Oh, so where did you say she was seen, sorry? Just in Birmingham?
No, she's played a gig last night in Birmingham, yeah, I think.
But she, what, and she had a foot long?
No, I just made that up.
Right.
I just said, if you have seen her, then let us know.
Yeah.
Keen to know. Right, all the theories are coming in now. Someone says that if you're stuck behind a car and you notice there's like a Trilby-esque hat neatly positioned on the parcel shelf of the said car, that it's going slow, that's also a sign that, you know, they're...
I've heard about...
At it with another couple.
I've heard about a hat being placed.
I haven't heard that.
I didn't know about the car one.
Some people are so worried now.
Loads of people are finding Pampers in the garden.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm really concerned.
Do go outside and check if your parents have got Pampers grass. Ian from Chatham is absolutely devastated. I mean, it's not necessarily... I mean, don't just assume, but do ask them tonight when they get in. Just, like, have it out with them and go, look, are you swingers?
Also, I think it's also worth just asking, you know, if it's in the front garden, it's there for everyone to see. If it's in the back garden, it's in the privacy of their own home and your guest, innit?
Absolutely. And what they want to do behind closed doors is completely up
to
them. Sarah says, life over. My parents go on holiday to Turkey every year with another couple and they've got a huge pampas grass in the front garden. What am I to do? Don't assume, but it's likely.
Softly in the evening dusk.
BBC Radio 1, that is Kesha and TikTok. Scott Mills here, 2:15. I'm feeling really happy today because I've been in Sweden. It kind of rubs off.
You've got this, like, glow about you.
Right, okay. Every time I come back from going somewhere, you
like
say
a new
that.
Man.
Right, you're suggesting that I've had some work done. I haven't. That's what you're suggesting. Why don't you just say it?
Not been on one of your safaris?
No, I haven't. But I am going to go on one eventually.
Are you?
Like, when it all starts to drop. Definitely.
Do you think I will?
They do these ones in Africa, like surgery and safari combos.
But do you think I will ever do that?
Because
I've always told myself no, but then you have convinced me to do things against my will before. And...
I think there'll come a time, maybe in your 50s or 60s, we can go together, get a bug off.
Do you reckon?
Will you out to see the elephants and tigers now and again in bandages.
You still haven't taken me for a tan, which is something I know you've wanted to do for a long time.
Let's book it in.
No, but you see, I still don't feel like I would do that with you.
A spray? Why not?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Do you have to go into the booth together?
There's a list. What?
Do you have to go into the booth together?
No. It's not like... I mean, I won't even hear you. It's not going to be like that massage in Greece.
No, because that was terrifying. I mean, that was.
But I think there is a list of things as friends that we should do together. One of them was your first massage. Now, we weren't in the room together, but the walls were kind of like... Well, they stopped the walls, didn't they?
Yeah.
Before the ceiling, so I could clearly hear what was going on that Greek island. And you were making noises because you thought you had to.
Yeah, it was this needs explaining. It was the first time that I'd had a massage and you
all above board like a relaxing Swedish one.
Yeah, but it all went wrong at the start when I first went into the room and I didn't really know what to do. So Scott was like, look, just take your clothes off and wait for the lady. Now, the lady was speaking Greek, so I couldn't understand what she was saying. And anyway, when she came back in, I stood there completely naked, sort of copying myself.
Yeah.
And
now, did I tell you to take all your clothes off? Now, I may have done that for a laugh.
I can't remember the exact. Anyway, look, so she left, and then when she came back and started the massage, I found the silence awkward. So to get around that, I started making noises. I just thought,
Oh, that's good. That's the badger.
Now,
that kind of thing.
Over the wall, you then shouted, you know,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're not supposed to make noises of like, oh, that's good. Just lie there. And enjoy the silence.
It's different of food. Like with food, when you like nice food, you're encouraged on those cookery shows and that to go. Oh, God,
ooh,
yeah.
Really
that's,
good.
That's so good, but not
so
with
tasty.
Massages.
Not the same. Absolutely not. So, yeah, I think that's on the next... that's on the list of things to do.
There is loads that we haven't done together still, though.
There is loads. I've shaved you. We've been for a massage.
All of these need explained, but anyway...
But tanning is next, I think. Let's go this week, because you're looking well pasty, mate.
I agree.
Like, on that Brits video of us at the on Sunday brunch, Blimey, the shade difference is quite incredible.
But I can't tell if I'm too pale or you're too tanned. That's the weird situation I've got here.
Bit of both, I think, Starkey. Bit of both. OK, I'm going to play George Ezra now. This is a previous Radio 1 track of the day. He's currently on his first UK headline tour, his own tour. He was on the BBC Sound of 2014 list as one to look out for this year. This is Cassie O by George Ezra on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, that is George Ezra. I like him a lot. And Cassie O. It's about a woman called Cassie O. There's a lot of confusion. People think it's about a Cassie O watch.
Yeah. But it's an interesting who that. Everyone had one. I remember one that I had. I'm sure it was one of those. I don't want to keep saying, bro, but one of those. But it also changed the TV. Do you remember that? And you could also get ones with a calculator.
Yes.
But we used to have one that changed the TV. And one, our history teacher, he'd often play videos in the lessons and we could fast
could change
forward.
It over.
But you know what? We could fast forward. But then we suddenly realised actually watching videos in school was far more fun than doing the normal work.
Yeah, so why would you fast forward it? You're just sort of cutting that down, aren't you? Yeah. Mm. I could never get on with the calculator on my one due to my really fat fingers.
You've got massive fingers.
You try
fingers,
adding
mate.
Up. You try and add up things with like big sausage fingers like mine. Not going to happen, mate. Here's Matrix Future Bound. Been asked by a lot of people that still wear that said watch to take that who back. Who?
No, was that it backwards?
Backwards who?
Ooh.
Oh. Okay. A polls if you do still wear the watch. So it's a typical Monday here at Radio 1. I'm playing songs. The other Chris that's not that Chris is, well, he looks very... Are you very busy?
Very busy.
Very busy. Is that real or no real? Cara's in charge and Chris is on Facebook again.
Ah, that's not true. So you shouldn't say
well,
that.
Well, it looks
really.
Like you're on Facebook.
I am, actually, but I'm doing research.
For?
I'm currently tracking Justin Bieber's movements.
Oh, my God, man, you're obsessed.
I'm not obsessed.
Leave him alone.
I'm obsessed because I'm not obsessed...
You
this
are,
is a
though.
Hard one to explain.
Every
right?
time we mention Justin Bieber, you're like, oh, he just needs to be stopped. He just needs to be stopped.
But I feel like someone needs to keep an eye on him. And that's what I do. From distance, I must admit. But anyway, look, some good news today. Well, I don't know if it's good news. I find it good news. But then I'm probably not the biggest Justin Bieber fan. So it turns out he's like been eyeing up this property in Atlanta.
Yes.
And basically, the local community have found out that he's interested in this property and have started protesting to stop him coming.
Oh, wow.
There's like a Facebook page been set up, but I've never heard of this being done before where a whole community turns out to try and stop someone moving in.
So, I mean, is this a stop Justin Bieber living near you and being one of your neighbours?
Yeah.
Like what? And people are signing this on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And people are like...
trying to get loads of signatures.
There's a protest. I've got to admit, I found this video, but it's recorded on someone's phone off the TV, so it's not the best quality, so you've got to listen quite carefully.
Oh, so someone's recorded this. Someone's recorded this off the telly?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it made me laugh. It's a news team actually covering the protests.
I love American news because they always have to be on the scene, even if there's nothing going on. And now let's go to our reporter on the scene. But nothing's happening. Doesn't matter. We're still going over to him on the scene. Is this it here?
Yeah.
How many did you expect this morning?
Well, the Facebook said 300, so I don't know where everybody's at. So, but, you know, I'm here and we're nothing here happening. To protest and that's, you know, that's all we can do.
We're going to stay out here to see if more demonstrators show up this morning, and we'll bring you what we find starting at 4 on Channel 2 Action News.
So there's a woman just outside, and as I said, nothing happening. So the guy's like, well, on Facebook it said 300 people. I don't know where they are, but I'm here anyway, ready to protest.
I like his phrase. It's, you know, about the protest. It's all we can do.
It's all we can do at this point.
It's like... even, I can't say I'm his biggest fan, but it's not like a sort of a war criminal's turning up. Do you know what I mean? It is just they're all out to stop a pop star moving in.
Was this on Newsbeat earlier? I think it was.
Oh, it might have been.
Yeah, yeah. So can we all sign this?
Well, there is a Facebook group,
yeah.
Which I think is for the local residents. I think it started off being a local resident.
Oh, let's not worry about
Unfortunately,
that.
Unfortunately, because they put it on Facebook, it becomes a bigger thing.
It is,
public,
but I don't want...
page.
I actually don't want him living near me, so can I sign it?
Well, no, if anything, then you want him to live here, don't
oh,
you?
Right.
Because that is nowhere near you.
So
you
this is
I mean?
Specifically if you don't want him to live in that road in Atlanta. I can't sign it because.
Do you know what? I'm almost quite keen to set up a page trying to get him to move there.
Okay. We'll set up another page then.
Do you see what I mean?
Because if they're protesting, let's hear from that guy again.
How many did you expect this morning?
Well, the Facebook said 300, so I don't know where everybody's at. So, but you know, I'm here and we're here to protest, and that's, you know, that's all we can do.
How many people did it look like that were actually there? Like five?
Not very many. No, three or four.
I'm ready.
I'd quite like to start a petition to get Justin Bieber to move there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Well away from us.
Yeah, we'll start it now.
Like, there's no point in joining all that group. We'll end up here.
Yeah, let's get him to live in that road. Is that Elvis Presley at the Bieber protest? Or Seth Rogen?
Well, the Facebook said 300, so I don't know where everybody's at. So, but, you know, I'm here and we're here to protest, and that's, you know, that's all we can do.
The Scott Mills Daily. Still to come, Lord with team. Something else I saw in Sweden, which is brilliant. Like, what? When English isn't somebody's first language, watching a talk show with massive stars on it is hugely awkward. So I watched this thing on Swedish TV yesterday. It's a guy obviously speaking English, because Swedes do generally speak good English, but talking to Lord and also to Jared Leto, two huge stars on this Swedish talk show. It was really awkward to watch.
Yeah.
It's just like, because
I've never thought of this the other way around. So, yeah, but, so the foreign, like, yeah, right, the presenters, I mean, need to try and speak English.
Yeah, and he is speaking English, but it just leads to a really kind of, oh, God, chat show, because it's obviously not his first language, not his fault, but Lord and Jared Leto speaking in English, it was really uncomfortable to watch.
There must be some amazing videos of this where people have, because surely does Lord put on the slightly, you know, where you talk, the slightly weird voice where you talk in a kind of...
Yes. Like what?
Foreign
really
voice.
Slow English.
Yeah.
How you say...
I think is great.
Yes. I really like Sweden. What, kind of overcompensating?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To try and
a little
blend
bit
in.
Yeah. But it was just really awkward. And like loads of things were getting lost in translation. There must be some good clips of like... I remember One Direction saying before that their favourite interviews are in Germany because they just get straight to the point. There's no kind of filter of questions, the questions that I would never ask. It's like, so, I think one of them was like, so, do you all watch blue movies together? Was
yeah,
their first question.
That was one.
It's like, no. But there must be some good clips of this we can find. Awkward foreign chat shows. BBC Radio 1. Do you remember last week on the show where Chris was amazed / slightly jealous that Martin Garrix, off of massive dance music fame, was only 17? So, Chris, you today have brought in some music that you made at the age of 17 just to compare.
Compare and contrast.
Between Martin, whose new track we're also going to play. That's soon. This is BBC Radio 1. That's Pendulum and Watercolour. I really like this idea of trying to find really awkward interviews with our pop stars, but in foreign countries, like Europe, Germany in particular, I think has a few that we're following up at the moment. If you know any more, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's just really fun to hear pop stars squirm when asked a really inappropriate question. Also, France and Italy, see them as well. One Direction, I found a few awkward ones of.
Yeah.
I think Olly Murs will have some as well. It's like, whoa, why did they just ask me that question?
It's a lot more blunt,
yeah.
Often.
Jen in Glasgow says, I'm German. We don't have small talk in Germany. We get right to the point. There isn't even a German word or phrase for small talk. Yeah. So now I'm going to play 17-year-old Martin Garrix. Huge, huge dance music producer and DJ. Now, this is Animal's follow-up, and it's called Wizard. I mean, if you look at Martin Garrix's Twitter, it's just insane. He's getting private jets everywhere. He's playing to crowds, like tens and tens of thousands of people all over the world. So you've brought in some music that you made when you were 17, just right, so we can compare the two.
Yeah, so after we last played Martin Garrix, I was like, because I, bit when
gel.
I was making music
little
at
bit
17, is it 17?
Yeah,
is
17. He's 17.
So I 17. Was doing... It was either my music GCSE or music ASO. Either way, I used to make music myself.
Yep.
And I managed to dig out a mini disc. That's how...
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Of a recording I made of a project that I was working on when I was at school.
I can't wait to hear this.
So I suppose, how do you want to do this? Play Martin Garrix and then go into what I was doing? Or
okay, well, we'll pay the efforts of 17-year-old Martin Garrix first. And then right off the back of it, I'll pay yours just so we can kind of compare the two, all right?
Can I point out, I was trying to do a remix of a popular film soundtrack. That was the aim of the work that I was doing.
Do you want to give us a clue?
The Titanic theme.
Oh, sure.
Because it was a big film.
Okay, well, let's hear Garrick's first, and then we'll go into yours, okay?
Okay.
Both 17 years of age. Okay, Chris, can I play yours now?
Yep.
Here's Chris Stark at the age of 17. And the music he was making then.
Sorry, I never thought this would be on Radio 1.
Just to remind you of what Martin Garrix sounds like.
Different, isn't it?
Back to Chris. Yeah. Mate, that's probably why he's got a private jet.
It's just very different.
It's very different. Bit like Elton John, you know, like Sliding Doors. Mm. Very similar in some ways, but then really not. So many people asking for another blast of your music that you made the same age as Martin Garrix, so here we go. Still better than David Guetta's new one. At least you've got that. Somebody says it's deep house. It's not.
Is it?
No. So here's Martin. 17.
Nuts. And... I wasn't far off, was it? I mean, similar idea.
Just feels a bit... Compared to Martin's, feels a bit bare.
Technology's advanced, though, remember, Scott?
That's true, actually. Okay, right. So, Claire Boarding. Let's talk about Claire Boarding. The Winter Olympics are over in Sochi. Sochi. Did you see the closing ceremony?
No, fireworks. I didn't.
Real nice fireworks. And they managed to get all the rings lit as well, which is good. But Claire Boarding, we mentioned this last week, has become quite attached to her trolley. If you've not seen this, we were talking about it a little bit on the show last week. She has a shopping trolley with her, and it's an actual shopping trolley that you would find in a supermarket, any, you know, one that rhymed with Wasda, or Wainsbury's.
West Coast.
Standard shopping trolley. But it seems to have all the gear that Boarding needs to do a broadcast from Sochi in it. And they kept showing it on TV and making it a thing. Got some Scott Mills points here for you. If you can tell me the amount of times Boulding mentioned her trolley.
Oh, it's going to be... But it became a massive thing, didn't it? I believe the trolley, they're trying to get it a Sports Personality of the Year award now.
Yeah, it's got a Twitter. It's got Twitter.
It's got everything. People love it.
I mean, I think Claire's got on a bit mad because she's working hard. She's always on... She's been on a lot, Claire Boarding. I mean, she's doing like 3-4 hours a day sometimes. Yeah. And I think she might be a bit tired. She needs to come home. Come home from Russia, Claire.
But millions.
You're talking to a shopping trolley, love.
Don't they spend millions on this? And everyone's talking about a trolley. Anyway.
How many times?
Loads. I'm saying 25.
Let's find out.
Welcome to Today at the Games. We are here with my trusty trolley, which means that we can go all around Olympic Park.
One.
We are here. The trolley is here.
Two.
Our trusty shopping trolley.
Three.
I know it's just a trolley. Seriously, though, it's got a life of its own.
Just behind our lovely trolley, which is back in action today, this is our very glamorous shopping trolley that we borrowed. And leading the way, of course, our trusty trolley.
Trolley. Trolley.
Lovely trolley. Trusty trolley. Shopping trolley. I mean, honestly, we're walking around with a shopping trolley. It's been the star of these games. A group of Russians gathered around the trolley, the Sochi trolley.
Trolley.
I like to think they're actually cheering and applauding the trolley. Every athlete who's come to visit us has just wanted a photo with the trolley. Rival TV companies have wanted one. It's the last time we're going to see the trusty trolley in action.
We need to talk about the trolley.
It is getting very full. Trolley.
We're going to have a serious chat.
Woman talking to trolley alert. Come, time to come home, Claire. 22 mentions of the trolley. She's gone mad. New track by The Vamps very soon. The Scott Mills Daily. Got loads of impatient Vamps fans on my case.
Come on, what time do you call this?
What's the name for their group of fans? Vampers? Vampires. Vampires. Is it vampires?
Must be.
Greg James there.
Hi.
So, is that official?
No. Vampires?
Oh, they'll all be on now. They'll soon tell you. You know the Vamps. This is a good one, isn't it? Can we dance? Oh, someone in Australia is like, hello, it's 2:30, 2:39 a.m. Could you play it, please? I'm in Australia. And then they did this one. They've already supported Swiftie, Taylor Swift, and The Wanted on their UK tours. They're doing their own tour in September. This is the new track by The Vamps called Last Night. The Vampettes are loving that. That's the fans. That is The Vamps and Last Night on Radio 1. That's right on my street. But then I do have the taste, music taste, of a...
14-year-old girl.
That's right. So I love it. That's The Vamps. And Last Night... Scott Mills here. Massive reaction to that. Hi, Greg James.
Hi. What is it? Vampettes and Vampers? Because it's Vampette is surely female.
Vamper Vans.
You can say...
Vamper Van.
You can say that you're in the family as well.
In the family.
Sometimes.
Are you in the family?
Yeah, I think I am.
Are you a friend of the family?
It's good pop, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play Real or No Real. This is weird because we talked about private jets earlier. Martin Garrix, he's got one. Did you hear Chris's music when he was 17?
I've always thought he's a very talented man, is Chris. Yeah. And it proves, even before I knew him, he was.
Yeah, and proves how talented actually Martin Garrix is.
It makes me suspicious of Martin Garrix, though.
Well, you're saying it's not him, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying...
I wouldn't say that on national radio.
See your passport.
See your passport.
Show us your passport,
Martin.
Do you
think he's actually, like most dance producers, he's actually 42 in fat?
Yeah.
Well, what's your theory about disclosure?
Yeah, similar thing.
He doesn't think it's them.
It's not actually them. There's always two people behind a curtain actually doing the music.
They're just too young to be that good.
We thought we saw them. Do you remember when they were in the live lounge and we saw a couple of older people appear from behind?
He was like, it's them doing all the work. It's not them. It's not them kids. It's them behind the curtain. I love if it was.
They're just the face of it.
Okay, what about this?
Tiesto's private jet uses the same technology as the Red Arrows to produce coloured smoke trails.
Well, if I was Tiesto and had that much money, I would definitely do that.
Wow.
Definitely.
Mm. I agree. If you've got enough money to get a private jet somewhere, you know, a bit of smoke is well, it's just that, isn't it?
Bit of smoke?
Bit of smoke can't hurt anyone.
And it really would be impressive.
Why not? I mean, I'm sort of with Chris. If you've gone that far, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
And what is it? Red, white, and blue, is it? Is that what he's doing?
Don't know. I have no details on the colours.
Just go the red whole arrows. Thing and put your face on the wing.
Thing is, though, I don't think it is just a bit of smoke. I reckon that's going to push up the bill considerably. I mean, it just looks like a bit of smoke to you or I, but I think there's more to it than that. That's what I'm saying.
If you can't afford a private jet, don't have one.
Yeah, that's true.
If you can't afford all the optional extras, don't buy one.
That's right, love. I mean, if you can't have coloured trails, then don't get one.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, Tiesto's private jet, does he have the same coloured trails as the Red Arrows, real or no real?
Well, because he gives lots of people lifts, doesn't he?
Yeah, they all get, yeah, come on the plane, yes.
Imagine he started doing all the Red Arrows stuff in midair.
Does he charge them?
To go on.
To you, Martin Garrix, £10,000.
Plus £40 for a bag.
Yes.
Extra bag.
Have you got car hire sorted out when you get the other side? Would you like a scratch card?
I'll take the cash. Euros. I'm taking in euros.
He just pulled a mask off his face and it's that bloke from Ryanair.
Yeah. Real or no real?
I'd like to think that's real.
I'm going to say, yeah, real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no.
What? Rubbish.
Gotcha. What about this fact? Is this real or made up?
Lauren, the singer from the band Churches, was on a scheme for developing new BBC producers before leaving to pursue her music career.
What? Okay.
Now, is that where you... I've heard of these here at the BBC, something called an attachment. So you start in one department...
Right, they have attachments everywhere, Chris. It's not just BBC.
It's a BBC thing, isn't it?
Something called an attachment.
And they get paid something like called a salary.
So they get so what happened is at some point they go, right, don't fancy this. I'm gonna go and get a month somewhere else, different department. Now this person's gone into Well, what department would it be then? I don't think we've got
pop music
making department.
music making. hit making.
Hit making.
Welcome to BBC Hit Making.
So Lauren off of Churches could have been that person that often sits across from the DJs, the other side of the glass studio window, making rude gestures when you say something
about?
Rubbish.
Oh, right.
I mean, but well, basically she could be the person who does the voice for Real or No Real.
Yeah.
That's what she could have been that.
Well, no, I mean, she would have made tea for at least 5 years. And then, I mean, it takes time, this luck.
You would have worked with her, though. You have worked with everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to see if...
what? Sorry. I don't know, it's like talking like he's Cliff Richard or something. Yeah. Well, Cliff, you've worked with everyone. Who's been your favourite?
You've worked with all the greats. So, Lauren off Churches, Real or No Real, she could have been the next Gary Pounder.
Yes. Real.
Who works here at Radio 1 behind the scenes.
More scarily, Gary Pounder could be the new Churches.
Oh, God. No Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, oh, that's true. She was on the BBC production talent pool in 2012. And everyone was like, don't give that up to do your music. You'll never make it. And now look. And what about this? Real or no real?
London Grammar's music is to be used as the theme tune to a US drama series set in a cholera hospital.
God.
Dark.
I mean, if this is no real, why you'd think this up?
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I've not heard of that American drama, but they do hundreds, don't they? This is sort of the season they do those pilots and stuff, so maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't heard of it.
Is this the new Grey's Anatomy, but for cholera?
It could be. Yeah. This seems pretty real because it's. I love London Grammar, but if you have to be in the right mood, yeah, got to be in the right mood. Otherwise, it'll send you.
Yeah,
I'd never quite in the right mood for it.
Okay.
Oh no, I am sometimes.
Are you?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. You do need to be in the right kind of mood.
But are they saying that, like, to really appreciate it, you'd have to have cholera?
No, what I think what it's suggesting is that it's
very shallow
music that suits the nature of the show.
So quite, it's kind of quite downbeat, obviously, because cholera is bad, kids. Like, you don't want that.
No.
Like back in the day when Scrubs was in its peak and they had a really sad song at the end of the series and stuff. And it would always be Coldplay.
Oh, yeah, but that's exactly it. But the Scrubs theme tune itself will be really kind of happy and funny.
Picked you up at the end.
The thing about cholera is going to need something like London Grammar to bookmark. Either end of the show. Sorry, I'm
going to... Light and shade, love. Real or no real?
I'm going to go no real on that one.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No plans for London Grammar and cholera at the moment.
I just thought that show sounds awful.
I know.
It can't be real.
And next.
Scott Mills' official Radio 1 publicity photo is a picture of him and singer Dionne Bromfield. He's had her photoshopped out.
This is a good one. So,
what?
Well, let's quickly get the sort of the admin out of the way. I'm saying real.
Let's have a look at the photo.
I'm saying real.
Why are you saying real, though?
Because I remember this.
Do you know is this true? This one? Oh, my God.
So I'll put this down for both real.
Because in your DJ photo that I've got in my hand, it's sort of, Greg, there is space for another head.
Greg, you do not understand the work that went into the Photoshop. So basically...
what do you mean? It's not Photoshopped.
No, but no, not you. Photoshopping someone out.
Imagine her shadow was left in. I've got two shadows.
Right. Can I just explain?
Yep.
You know when you see a really good photo of yourself, you're like, that's a good photo. And I don't often take a good photo, right? So when you see one, it doesn't matter who's in the picture with you, you want to keep it. And you want to maybe use it as your next publicity photo on your DJ card, maybe, that you can find in the Radio 1 reception.
But it is an incredible email that you've then got to send saying, I've found this brilliant picture of me. I'd like it to be used, but you are going to have to Photoshop
out Dionne Bromfield.
Dionne Bromfield.
You're airbrushing her out of history.
Yeah, but well, she's not going to be on the DJ card with me, is she? So I mean, it was just a good picture of me.
I seem to remember the first time this happened, though, when you said it was a really good picture and someone attempted to... It was quite a crude cutting out that someone had done, and you could sort of still see parts of
it. You could see her arm in the first one.
Just an arm round your shoulder. A severed arm. Whose severed arm is this? It's Dionne's.
Who used to be in the picture, Scott? It doesn't matter. It's a good picture of me.
They've gone. We've removed them.
So, real, well, I think we already know.
Yeah, it's real.
That's definitely real then. Good.
Right, someone just said that Beyonce is currently at Nando's in Solihull. Sorry, we just done Beyonce watch earlier.
I think what we need to
That's
do
not, it can't be true. Well, I don't know why it can't be.
Do you know what? I think we need to set up a phone line just for Beyonce spotted.
It's brilliant.
Because there's reports of her doing all sorts of normal things.
In Solihull, real or no real, me photoshopping Dion Bromfield out of history.
Real.
Real.
That one's real.
Yeah, okay, in my defence, it was a good photo, right?
Oh, wow, there's the picture.
So he's looked at it and gone, I look really good in this, but she has to go.
Do you think she's done the same with her photo?
Yeah, probably.
She's cut you out of it and gone, oh, that's quite good without him.
And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Greg got 30, I got 10.
Yeah.
I won.
Won, yes.
Oh, my God, I never win.
What's on today, my love?
Today we have a brand new star caller. Those other stuff I've forgotten.
Good.
Sorry.
From
put
four,
me,
then.
Put me on the spot
with
there.
Greg James. Join us tomorrow if you can on Radio 1 between 1 and 4, including Innuendo Bingo. Listen and watch at 1:45. If you can't listen live, then get this podcast, The Scott Mills Daily, after the show.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.